The Sport of Winning on Blog Talk Radio is brought to you by the Haddad Auto Group in the beautiful Berkshires of Massachusetts. Subaru, Toyota, Hyundai, and now Nissan. The Haddad Auto Group in beautiful Pittsfield, Massachusetts. Dr. David Peck, Taylor Street Dental Associates in Springfield, Massachusetts, serving Western Mass and Northern Connecticut for general and cosmetic dentistry. BMW of Darien, located just outside of Metro New York City in Connecticut. And Hudeberg Subaru and Hudeberg Nissan, located at I-240 and Shields in Oklahoma City. Also by Hawkins Roofing, expert slate and chimney service serving Western Mass. Call Mitch, everybody else does. And by Video Broadcast Services, complete exclusive expert marketing services provided with video, with proven results for medical and dental practices, auto dealerships, and more. Call 888-996-9697. And we do welcome you to the program today on Blog Talk Radio. I'm Marcia Hawkins, along with Kyle Klaus. This is The Sport of Winning, where we take a look each weekday at how to successfully compete in the sport of winning for your business. Our goal is to provide a comprehensive look at your analysis of challenges, solutions, ideas, and proven methods to help you start a business, grow your business, or help you through a challenge you may be experiencing. From your website to profits, we want to help you by providing effective, affordable, and unique ideas to stack your business playbook for success. Our arsenal of tools range from website referrals, concepts, and resources we have used or analyzed to ensure you receive the most up-to-date information and ideas. If you'd like to comment or have a question for us, you can email us at info@videobroadcastservices.com or by simply calling us at 888-996-9697. Video Broadcast Services is a unique and effective methodology to successfully compete with your online marketing, from SEO, video SEO, content, social media, and more. Our complete marketing packages include the entire toolbox you need to create a permanent presence within the major search engines. We include state-of-the-art websites complete with weekly and monthly updates to ensure your content remains fresh and relevant. You can reach us again, that number at 888-996-9697. But our program is about your business, not ours. Let's bring on Kyle. Hi, Kyle.
Hey, Marcia, glad to be here and really excited about today's show. As you know, I think it epitomizes all business owners. We have a lot of business owners that listen to our show and tune in for some insight and information that we freely give. And today, we're talking about being an owner and a leader at the same time, and how that can really positively affect your business and organization.
Yeah, and a lot of people start out an owner and become a leader because they grow their business and they have to hire people, and they go from a one-man band to managing 40, 50, 100, 200 people. And that's really what we want to talk about, because it's really not the same. Running a sole proprietorship business and really just kind of working for yourself and having to worry about yourself is completely different than managing a team. So how do you make the transition? You go from being able to really kind of self-discipline yourself, motivate yourself, to really having to really oversee a team, inspire a team, work with a team, delegate to a team. So, Kyle, what are some of the tips we could download to our listeners today on some of the things that they could utilize to, transition from that one-man focus at your desk to, or whatever it is that you happen to do, to, organizing a group and motivating a team?
I think it really comes down to, leading by example, and that really helps in motivating the team, showing the team that, there are some things that are done in business. Sometimes shows, past shows about this, where there are, some aspects of business where it's just mundane tasks and, things that might not be, very exciting in the, in the everyday, in the day-to-day business operation of things, but that are nonetheless still important to do. And so, as a business owner, it's important that we lead by example and show, and showing other people that, hey, I'm asking you to, to do these tasks and I'm delegating this to you, but, I've also done this myself, and this is how I did it, and maybe you'll find a better way to do it. Just going back to, leading by example and showing that, that we are leaders through example. And, a lot of people have this sanitized persona of a business owner where they're someone that sits in a plush desk and just barks orders all day, and that's really not the case for a successful business. It's successful businesses are built on the backs of leaders that have done the mundane day-to-day tasks to make the business great, and that know the business from bottom to top.
Right. Well, I think a couple of things that come to mind for me is in terms of sometimes what goes on in your head and what you know you do, like the knowledge you have to complete a task or create a product or whatever it is that you do, can be very difficult to then translate. I can give you an example. When I had my retail store, I was very fluent in being able to execute a killer sales floor. I knew exactly how to arrange the racks. I know a lot about merchandising. I know a lot about window design. But trying to translate that art to somebody that is maybe a part-time employee can be a little difficult. So you really kind of have to map things out sometimes and, almost create the floor plan in terms of how you want it. That would be one example. Sometimes what is going on in your mind doesn't translate when you try to teach that to somebody. So you really have got to be able to make sure that when you're hiring people that they easily are able to pick up very easily cued based by, what you're teaching them. Some people are, for that example I just gave you, my recommendation would be to find out whether or not they're a visual learner or a textbook learner. And I think that when you have textbook type delegation, it's easy to hire people that are textbook delegated fluent, and that they learn better from that type of model as opposed to being a visual learner, because trying to cross line those two ways of interpretation sometimes can really trip you up. And I say this from experience. There are people that do very well with written instructions, and that's just the way they do it. And then there's other people that learn much better by watching. So you really have to ensure that the methodology that you're using to teach what you need done jives with the recipient, And I think that is one thing that can save you an awful lot of heartache. Another thing that you want to think about is in terms of, as you mentioned earlier, Kyle, about leading by example. And, if you are doing things one way and you're teaching it to somebody that you need to take over that task, and they're constantly cutting corners or wanting to do things their way, and then turn around and claim that they don't know what you're talking about, or that's not the way it should be done, or whatever. You have to be able to ensure that when you're teaching them that they understand the importance of doing things the way that you want them done. Now, that's not to say that they may not come up with a more fluent way, a more efficient way, a cheaper way. Always be receptive to listening to that. But the bottom line is, I think most people know their product or service, and they know in and out when you hire people, you need to have it done a certain way. And don't negotiate on it, but certainly be receptive to learning how to do things differently, because you never know when someone can come along and really show you a more efficient way of doing things. So that's definitely. What else, Kyle? What else can you think of that we've experienced within our own business of, really being, going from, leader to teacher, if you will, owner to teacher, because really when you're leading a team, you've got to be able to motivate them, you need to be able to teach them, and so forth. So what are some of the tips that we could also download to our listeners?
Well, I think it also comes down to, setting correct expectations and making sure that the team members understand, exactly what's being asked of them. And because nothing's more frustrating than, sending out a directive, and then, a week goes by and nothing's been done, and then the response comes back that, it wasn't understood, or something was they didn't understand, which, so being able to, really outline what's required and making sure that everybody understands and all questions are, brought up beforehand is really important to making sure that, any task that you're delegating is going to be, like what you were saying, done to your expectations and, done effectively and efficiently at the same time. I think that's really important. And a lot of times in our own minds, we've you know, we've done things for so long and have done them so much that to us, you know, a lot of things seem really simple and easy just because we've done them for so long. And so sometimes I guess, you know, that can get lost in translation, trying to tell someone else how to do something because, you know, we might leave something out and not be, you know, not be as task orientated on, you know, on a particular subject as we should have been just because we've done it so many times. And so that's, you know, that, I think that's important is making sure that, as tasks are being delegated, that the team members understand, you know, exactly what's being asked of them to do.
Exactly. Yeah, and a lot of times it does, but a lot of times I think that, you know, you've got to hire people that are in it to win it with you. And, you know, a lot of times they're, you know, if they're just, you know, trying to push out a less than stellar performance, if you will, in terms of what you're asking them to do just to kind of get it done and not taking your time and doing it right, then, you know, perhaps it's, you know, it's hard sometimes because you do, as a leader, have to be able to call people out when things aren't correct, and that's just the way it has to be. And obviously when things are, you know, time sensitive or they need to be done correctly, you have to have it done a certain way. So I would say it's inspire, but also, you know, you need accountability. And in that's something that you really can't, that's a non-negotiable, and I think most people realize that when they're, you know, working within an office environment or whatever, they know what the expectations are, and just make sure that the expectations are being met and that the expectations are being clearly stated to ensure that your message is being perceived and received in the correct fashion. And also, it's, you know, there's a lot of things that you can do to ensure that the office environment, the quality of life, and all of that is definitely not overlooked and integrated. That's something that definitely needs to be taken into account. And I've always said, nobody works for me, they work with me. And I've said this on past shows, that I would never ask somebody to do something I'm not willing to do myself. Back when I had my retail store, I was probably the chief bathroom cleaner and the garbage taker or outer, you know, like I'm not afraid to do all that stuff. And nor should you as an owner. I've been to car dealerships where owners expect their help to do everything. And I've been on the, I've been into car dealerships and I've watched the owners walk out and change a license plate out. So, you know, you've got to be willing to do everything. And I think when you show that you're willing to do anything, that your employees are willing to do anything for you as well. And I think that that's where it really kind of pulls the team together, if you will. Anything else you can think of, Kyle, before we go?
No, yeah, that's all really good, really good tips and tricks, and kind of hopefully, you know, inspire the listeners in the things that we've gone over to, you know, help build a more cohesive and, optimal operating team, if you will, in building their business.
Exactly. Well, we've got to run because we do have a lot of work to do today. Again, thanks for tuning in to The Sport of Winning on Blog Talk Radio. I'm Marcia Hawkins along with Kyle Klaus. We hope that you found this information useful. If you or someone you know would like to be a guest on our program, you can reach us at 888-996-9697 or via email at info@videobroadcastservices.com. Our goal here each weekday is to provide you with the most comprehensive business information available to ensure you can compete in the sport of winning for your business. Until next time, make it a great day.
The Sport of Winning on Blog Talk Radio is brought to you by the Haddad Auto Group in the beautiful Berkshires of Massachusetts. Subaru, Toyota, Hyundai, and now Nissan. The Haddad Auto Group in beautiful Pittsfield, Massachusetts. Dr. David Peck Taylor Street Dental Associates in Springfield, Massachusetts, serving Western Mass and Northern Connecticut for general and cosmetic dentistry. BMW of Darien, located just outside of Metro New York City in Connecticut. And Hudeberg Subaru and Hudeberg Nissan, located at I-240 and Shields in Oklahoma City. Also by Hawkins Roofing, expert slate and chimney service serving Western Mass. Call Mitch. Everybody else does. And by Video Broadcast Services, complete exclusive expert marketing services provided with video, with proven results for medical and dental practices, auto dealerships, and more. call 888-996-9697.